This is what Rabbi Yehuda learned to his son, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yehuda taught his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, a person only has pleasure with his first wife. So his son asked him, "Kagayin man, who do you mean like?" So Amalai, Kagayin imcha, like your mother. Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, like his wife. Because the Ma'ani is not that way. V'mikri le Rabbi Yehuda, le Rabbi Yitzchak rei, I, Rabbi Yehuda, taught his son this pasuk. O moitza ni mami mavet, es isha, asher hi mitzudim v'charamim. The pasuk says, I found somebody worse than death, and that's a bad wife, a wife that always traps you. The Yamalai Kagain man, and the son Rabbi Yitzchak gets his father, which type of wife is that? The Yamalai Kagain imcha. And he said back, like your mother, like my wife, goes to Sira. Here, Yehuda is saying his wife is worse than mother. She's terrible. And now he's saying that Kairos Ruach, you only have from his first wife, goes to Sira. And the Gemara, Miktaf Kifa, Sakatru, she was a strong lady. She gave it to him. But Ivure Mavra Famila, she was able to appease her very good. So Mashma, though true, was times when she got excited and she gave him a worse time than Nisa. But the Ida Gisa, she was easy to be appeased. So after he appeased her, then she was good, she gave him Kiras Ruach. Skits he had both from her. Omarav Shemuel Bar Unya, Mishmei Derav, Isha Goylami. Anisha the girl, and Rashi says, Kodim Shenivla, before a man lived with her, she's like a flat piece of flesh. That's all, a golem. A golem means you know nothing. A stam a piece. V'yeinu kares as bris. She's not kares. She only comes a kli. She only kares a bris. Elamisha sol kli. To a husband, when a husband lives with her, makes her into a kli. Shem the pasuk says, ki boyalecho esayich, Hashem tzvokei shemai. That ki boyalecho esayich, mashma yibi, when your husband lives with you, that makes you into a kli. Rashi says, Gerlim means Kli Shla Nigmar. A Kli that's not finished yet, that's called the Gerlim. So she's unfinished until she has a husband, until the husband lives with her. Tony, we learned, and Ish Meis El Yishtai. A husband only dies for his wife. When a husband dies, the one that feels it the most is his wife. And the same thing, V'yein Ish Meisa, a wife only dies, El Labayl on it for husband. That's the one that really misses her. Everybody else will manage. And Ish Meis El Yishtai. A husband only dies mainly for his wife is who feels it. Shem the Pasuk says, Vayom es Elimelech, Ish Noami. Elimelech died, the husband of Noami. That means he only died to Noami. V'yen Isha Meisel, Labayla Shenemar, V'ni Bevoi Mipadem, Meisel Lai Rochel. So Mashma that Rochel.
The Mishnah says, "Ein royu noisa," that you're not allowed to see the melech when he's undressed. Tanu Rabban word like this: Melech mistape b'chol yoyim. A king is supposed to take a haircut every single day. A king has to look tip top. He has to take a haircut every single day. A kohen gadol mi'erev Shabbos every Friday. A kohen gadol has to take a haircut. Kohen hedyot, a regular kohen, echad v'shleishim yoyim, once in 30 days. Melech mistape b'chol yoyim shenemar. Melech b'yoyfim tachzenu einecha. Should always see him when it looks nice. The king always has to look tip-top. He has to take a haircut every single day. Kain godom erev Shabbos. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachman. Omer Rav Yechanan. Hoyu l'meshmeres mischatshois. Since that's what his meshmeres changes. What every Friday, therefore that's Rashi's meshmeres. Mischatshois mischatshois v'shabbos zu yotzu zu nechneses. V'soch l'statev mevnei meshmeres chadosha.
There's a Kohen Gadol stays in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's a new Mishmah, new people coming in every Friday to cover the new Chelek of Kohanim coming in to do the Avodah. The Kohen Gadol has to take another haircut to look nice for each new Mishmah that's coming in on Friday.
Kohen Hedyot Echol L'Shloishim Yom. Kohen Gadol has to take a haircut once in 30 days. The Pasuk says V'roishom Lo Yigalchum. Know how to cut the hair. Oper Lo Yishalchu. Kisus yichasmu ashrashayim v'yalef pora pora minozir. Learn that from a nozir. Ksiv hocha perilo yishalchu. They should not let his hair grow. Ksiv osem godol perasar roshay. That a nozir is supposed to let his hair grow. Mal halin shloshim, just like a nozir has to let his hair grow for these 30 days. Is afkan shloshim. When it says here perilo yishalchu, he should not let his hair grow, means he should not let it grow more than 30 days. At least once in 30 days, a kohen hedyot has to take a haircut. Tanan, we learn like this also. Stam Nazirus, a regular Nazir, when he says a rainy, is Nazir in Shleishim Yain. For Hosna Minon, how do we know that? That Stam Nazirus is only for 30 days? So the Mor says, Amar of Masna, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yia. So the Gematria plus Nevin. So Yia is the Gematria 30. Omler of Papla Baya. Ema la nirbo klal. Maybe he can't grow his hair at all. Maybe the Pasuk says, the Peralei Shalchu, a kain should not let his hair grow. Maybe it means not at all. Omler iksiv la yishalchu pera. Don't let your hair grow. Kodagama, then you're right. Hashta de siv, pera lehevi. Shaluchai la lishalchi. Pera could be, but not more than that. So up until 30 days, he's allowed to let his hair grow. Just more than 30 days, then he cannot let his hair grow. The Yochi is so idna nami, is so today also. Why don't they take a haircut once in 30 days? Also a kohen should be makfid. How come they don't take haircuts today? Yeah. So where it says, do me the yain, just like drinking wine. My yain bisman to be Yehudi Yosser. A kohen can't drink wine only when he does the avoid, when we have a base of Migdash. Because he can't come in when he's shikah. My shaykin shloi bisman be when he doesn't go to the base of Migdash, shari smuta. Ah, Puri Rosh, the same thing, after the Kohen can't let his hair grow too long, is only Bizman Diya, Bizman is a Beis HaMikdash, also. But Shloi Bizman Diya, Shari, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then it's Mutter. For the Gemara of the Yayin, Shloi Bizman Diya, Shari, is that true? For Yatanya Rebbe Yomer, Yomer and I say, Kahana Masur Lishtas Yayin Le'olam, Kahana can never drink wine. But Ava Ma'esa, what can I do? Shetakonosa Kukulosai, such a Takono would be a Kukul for them. Rashban zoom the yayin, the samach levi yayin la yishtu bavoyim, makesh puri rush to suri yayin, suri yayin bavoyim, only they go to the base of Midish. Rashban zavu ma esta shetekonosim kuklom, chuben abayit, shetukulam v'irvuv, seydi mishmurseyim, shoy oisrim b'yayin bizman mishmurs, o makirish lay bizman mishmurs, hu tiknon achshav, lishtas yayin li'olam, tleichai shem yivna pisan. That's true, Bizman, they had the Beis HaMikdash, it was also for them to drink wine, because they had to be rogel not to drink wine, not to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But now that there's a Churban HaBayis, that there's no more Beis HaMikdash, now they're allowed to drink wine. Now we're not afraid, because they don't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Rami Abaya, Keman Shosi Kani Cham Ridna, how come the Kanim drink wine today? Kerebi like Rebbe. Mechlau, the Rabbon and Asher, they held the Rabbon and say it's still Asa. You know the reason why? Because it's Xero, Mehera Yivna Beis HaMikdash, Ovin and Kain are Royal Avoida Veleka. They have to be careful, they shouldn't drink wine, they shouldn't be Shikha. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. Hokinami, Vin and Kain are Royal Avoida Veleka. He was so here, so they should always take haircuts, that they should be fit to be a Kain. Hok Eshlam Mustafer, Viyayan Lo, if they have the Beis HaMikdash right now, they'll take a haircut right now and go in. The Mazo, Hosanami, Eshlam Nai Port of the Isle. Even if he drinks wine, he'll take a little nap and then he'll go in. That if you walk a mill and you take a little nap, it takes away the effect of the wine. For the Amar of Allah, it's when you learn the Allah, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Avua, Lo Hashem will Shoshosek, they reveal it. Only if you only drank reveals of wine, then it goes away with the walking a mill and drink, sleeping a little. Av Yosem, if they reveal, Koshkin, Adar, Sadas, Vashin, Meshach, Rosai. If he drank more than reveals, then for sure the more he walks, or if he sleeps, it just make him worse. So, kids, he can't take away the effect of the wine so fast. Therefore, the wine is also, because we're afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. Mashenka, taking a haircut, that doesn't bother us so much. Because if the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and he has to go in to do the Avodah, he'll take a fast haircut right away. So for haircut, we're not afraid about. But for wine, that we're afraid he shouldn't drink wine, even with Mazman is there. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Chof Beis and Mabeis in the bottom, last third of the Gemara. That Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Sheshuya Yayin Demachle Yavoida. That if a Kohen drinks wine and he does the Yavoida, that we say the Yavoida is possible, he's Mechal the Yavoida, Gosu Barabonim. That Rabbonim made Xero. But Perua Roish, in Shuya Yayin, he says a Svara that Bizman Azir, Shui Yain, that if he drinks wine, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. That is possible the Avodah to have bona made Xerah. That's why he holds his mind and says, Kahanim should not drink wine. But Peru Arosh, that if a Kohen did not take a haircut, to lemachle yavoida, if a kohen goes and does the avoid in the base of Migdish without a haircut, the avoid is kosher. If so, le goes rubu rabbonim, on this rabbonim does not have to make a gezerah. Therefore, it's okay. Next, we have a kasha. It says, v'elu shebemisa. These are the people that do the avoida, the chayiv misa, they do it wrong. Yeah. Peru Arosh says of a kohen that didn't take a haircut, was shishuya yain, and if a kohen did not drink wine. So if a kohen drank wine and wanted to do the avoida, so bishleima shishuya yain, if you drink wine, to see the pasuk says, yain v'sheicher al teisht, ato b'necha b'loy t'maisu, that don't drink wine in order you should not die. Mashmah, if you drink wine and go into the base of meat, b'shechayiv misa, and do the avoida. Ela peru Arosh minolan. How do you know if a kohen did not take a haircut and he does the avodah? How do we know this chayv misa? So Mor says the ishkis shtuya yain lefura roish. There's a hekesh of the pasha of drinking wine and not taking a haircut. See, the pasuk says v'roisham loyig aleichu v'pera loyish aleichu. They did not take a haircut. They should not let the hair grow. And in order they should take a haircut, and we have it means once in 30 days. A regular kohen has to take a haircut at least once in 30 days. Then it says, v'yayin lo yishtu, that they cannot drink wine. So, ma shesuya yayin, just like by drinking wine, b'nisa the locher is chayiv misa, hateyu af peru arosh, the same locher is by a kohen that does the avodah without a haircut, is also chayiv misa. Uminof, and here we learn out, ma shesuya yayin, the same way that if you drink wine and do the avodah, to machle avodah, that the avodah is posum. If so, I tell you, after a rush, the same thing if a kohen goes and does the avodah without taking a haircut, the machli avodah. The locher is, he's mechal the avodah. So it's a kasha. Someone says kasha, they claim it's a kasha. Like you, your bashi want to say, shesuya yayin is machli the avodah. By shaking through a rush is loy machli avodah, now the Gemara says the monashach. Like if you see yachayiv misa, so it should be the same svara, should be mechal the avodah also. Then in both cases, if the kohen does the avodah should be possible. Oh, Malay Ravina Rabashi, Hai Ad Layosi Yecheskel, Manomra. Like Yidashni, these psukkah from Yecheskel, teach of these alochis, that's Mechal Avoidis Chayiv Misa. So the question is, before Yecheskel came, like how do we know the alochis? Who taught it to us? In other words, how do we know this? Like Rashi says, that Pru Arosh for Misa. So Mora says, Latayim, according to your question, according to your reasoning, Hod Yomer Rav Chizda, that the Rav Chizda says, that Dovah Zeh, this halacha, mitoyras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lemadnu. We did not learn it from the Torah of Moshe. At Shebo Yecheskel, until Yecheskel came lemadnu and taught it to us. That the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, kol ben nechor oral leiv, the oral bosa, lo yov le mikdashay, and mikdash le shaseini. That a ben nechor, an oral leiv, and oral bosa should not come to the mikdash. So the question is, ad de lo ibo Yecheskel, man nomro, before Yecheskel came, who taught us this? And it's telling Yechidish here that kol benecha oral leiv, Rashi says, means koyin shenis nakru maisav liyovin shabashamayim. Means a koyin like became an apikurus. He doesn't listen to Hashem. Vin the ora liboy, and his leiv became like an oral. He doesn't listen. Or yara bosa shemais lachav machmas mila. That these two things, he can't be a koyin. So this is what Yecheskel taught us. The question is, before Yecheskel, how do we know this? Elu, what do you have to say? Gemara Gemira Lot. It's like a Lachal Moshe Sinai. We learned this. V'yosa Yecheskel V'yasanchu Akro. And Yecheskel now just come and teach us to put it down in the Pesukim. So Hochinami here also. Gemara Gemira Lot. This is a Lachal Moshe Sinai. That a Kayin that doesn't take a haircut is Chayiv Misa. V'yosa Yecheskel V'yasanchu Akro. Yecheskel came and put it down in the Pesuk. And the Gemara, in the parenthesis it is, if so, V'chi Gamri Halacha. What was the Loch L'Moshe Messina? I said, L'Misa, that a Kohen without a haircut, but does the Avoid is Chayim Misa. But L'Yachul L'Yavoid L'Loi Gemiri, we did not learn it to be Moichel the Avoido. Therefore, because the Avoid is Takas Kosher, just is Chayim Misa. The Gemara says, Mai Kesus.
Now the Gemara says, back to the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Mai Kosoim, Yechasmu Es Roshayim, what is the Mitzvah? They should trim the heads. So Tony looked in the brace like this. Kemin tispoiris mulin yosa. That the means they're supposed to take a haircut like in the yosa. Special type of a haircut. Smur explains, my tispoiris mulin yosa. What kind of haircut was this that Yonis took? Is Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Tisporto Yichidoi. It was a unique haircut that it made them look very beautiful, very, very, very beautiful. Hechidami, how exactly did he look? Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Roisho Shel Zeh, Bitsadikor Shel Zeh. Means the tip of this hair reached the base of the hair next to it. Now the Gemara says, Shalu es Rebbe. They said that the Talmidim asked Rebbe, Ezel Tesper Shokoin Godel. How did the haircut of the Kohen Godel look like? Omalahen, so Rebbe said back to them, Tsururu, go and see, Mitisper Shel Ben Elosa. Go see how the haircut of my son-in-law Ben Elosa that looks. That's the same way the Kohen Godel's haircut also looked. Rashi says, Ben Losa Chosnos Rebbe was a son-in-law. V'nosan Momim, he gave him money, V'lam Doi Loi, Isis verse. He taught him how to take such a haircut. He was able to show the haircut of a Kohen Gadol. Tani, we learned in a Braisa. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Loi Achinam Pizar Ben Elosa Esmai Noisav. It wasn't for nothing Ben Elosa, like was easy, gave away his money for such a special type of haircut. Ella Kidein, how can he spend so much money to get such a haircut? Ella Kidein, in order Laharos Boy Tisbarish Kohen Gadol, in order to demonstrate that to show people how the haircut of a Kohen Gadol looked. That's why he did this, is to teach the halachas that people should know how a Kohen Gadol looked. How do you lecho a Kohen Gadol? Now after that, Chav Gimel of Aleph, the Mishnah says,